or at Cal, because I think that probably initial understanding of what we agree at the quarterback position started when we were at Cal. And I think that that interview and that process initially back then was probably the thing that hooked us up. And I think a lot of those things are tangibles and intangibles that we feel can make a quarterback successful. And to go into depth with that, I think would be a little bit longer than probably we have, but I think the ability to make good decisions, a good, tough, smart, honest, accountable, dependable, hard working guy who has some tools to make plays on the football field are really the broader strokes.
Is the future of the position read option a more mobile guy?
I wouldn't say that. I think that if you have that tool, then we can find a way to use it. I think if you have other tools, we can highlight those as well. We're going to fit it around what we believe is going to give us the best chance to win and what the philosophy is that Jeff has in mind.
You will have more than Mike Glennon to work with on the training camp finally opens. Have you ever had this conversation about how many more quarterbacks you're going to be working with?
Not at this point. I think we're still in the initial stages of exactly what the depth's going to look like and who that depth's going to be. Obviously, with the guys we have on the roster, we're in the process of evaluating those guys. So I think those will be future conversations that will come forth very soon.
Mm-hmm. Marcus, it's always a crapshoot when you're looking at perhaps a quarterback as a first-round pick. And people have talked about who might be and who might not be. But in your eyes out there, what quarterback could possibly fit the criteria of what you're looking for? And are there those type of quarterbacks that are?
Well, I think that's also, as we move forward into that, having been in the East-West Shrine Game, now the Senior Bowl, and now putting together who we have on our team, our roster, and then identifying the unrestricted free agents, that process is a long process at the quarterback position, as it is in any position. So I think when we put together exactly what those qualities are, identify who we have, who the free agents are, who's in the draft, I think will give us a better clue here moving forward. I can't sit here and say that there's one guy in this draft or an unrestricted free agent we can add to the process right now without being really set on who those guys are on and off the field. And I think it's too soon for us to tell. Obviously, having a chance to sit down with them interviews are really a vital important part of this position.
When you do interview these players, I'm always interested in